North Carolina native and comedian Clifton Cash is tired of well-worn redneck punchlines and how easily comedians in and out of the South use the region as the butt of jokes. The Sick of Stupid comedy tour, comprised of three comedians, all from the South, wants to provide something different, what Cash calls progressive, witty commentary about the South by Southerners. WFAE Sarah D'Elia spoke to Cash before his show in Charlotte, which is tonight at the Comedy Zone.
The philosophy of the Sick of Stupid tour is not all people from the South are stupid, and not all stupid people are from the South. Comedian Clifton Cash thinks it's time Southerners take some responsibility for the negative perception people have about them, which is what they tackle in their routines.
Just like everyone loves to say, moderate Muslims need to stand up and condemn fanatical Islam. Well, moderate and progressive Southerners need to stand up and condemn this kind of nonsense. It is absolutely our responsibility to do that, whether you have a microphone or not.
That nonsense Cash is referring to are issues like HB2, the Confederate flag on state-issued license plates, gun control, all of which are fair game in their stand-up.
That damn Obama. He's about to go around and take away all the guns. All of them. He's going to take your papa's hunting rifle. He's going to take that .38 your daddy kept in a junk drawer in the kitchen. He's going to take all the guns in the whole world. And then they're going to melt the guns down and use the metal to make rings for gay people to get married with.
To be clear, Cash is being sarcastic here, something audiences pick up on when they see him. He has an exaggerated Southern drawl when he's on stage. He's acting as a character, portraying an over-the-top stereotype of a Southerner that's just too ridiculous not to laugh at. He draws his material from current events, friends, neighbors, and his family, which he describes as loving, caring, conservative, and religious.
My mom, she wanted to mount these mirrors onto her dresser, but she couldn't find the brackets. And she said, I guess God just didn't want me to have those mirrors on that dresser. And I was with her at the time, and I had to immediately, like, give her a hard time. I was like, really, Mom, is that who it was? That was God, like, all the war and famine and starvation around the world, and God's, like, messing with you about the mirror brackets. And so I turned that into a bit.
They address a lot of tough subjects in their routines. He points out the South's actions and history have warranted its complicated and sometimes negative reputation.
Sometimes it's hard to write about it because I get mad. I love this state. There's all these great little cities and beaches and mountains and all these communities of really free-thinking, progressive people. But the rest of the country is like, what's going on with North Carolina? Those guys are a bunch of podunk rednecks. And it's frustrating because, as you and I both know, that we're not all like that.
Stuart Huff, another member of the trio, points out these frustrations in a bit he does about the Civil War.
You know, so I made a calculated decision at the Confederate Flag Barbecue Restaurant to open with this joke. In my opinion, the greatest thing that's ever happened in the United States of America is that the South lost the Civil War. Look at how we act now, and we lost. Holy shit. Can you even fathom the level of arrogance if we would have won? We have to be the most arrogant losers in the history of warfare. We still reenact the damn thing. Hell reenacts a loss.
Cash says he admires Huff's ability to do this confrontational material. Not all audiences are receptive to it.
Stuart's been punched on stage, and then another time he was actually full-on, like, assaulted, attacked off stage after the show. I'm not as convicted with my comedy. If I'm in a really, really redneck room, I'm not doing some of my stuff.
Although this tour, the trio is trying to find crowds that they know will find this material funny. There's a young audience waiting for this type of comedy, Cash says. They probably just don't know they're hungry for it yet. The Sick of Stupid tour comes to Charlotte tonight at the Comedy Zone, and Cash adds there's an extra incentive if you purchased a ticket for any show in North Carolina that was canceled because of HB2.
If they can bring that to the show, they'll get a free admission to our show.
Not because they support the legislation, he says, but because the trio wants them to come, enjoy the show, and have a laugh at what they have to say about HB2. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.